Hey there, love. This is Infinity, and welcome to the Evolve Now podcast with Infinity. And if you follow me or watch my videos or are one of my clients and are used to seeing me on camera, I am in a very different place than I normally am at. I'm downstairs where they're back there. up in my upper level is where I normally am with all my plants up there. But there's been changes in the environment and I've had to adjust. Let's leave it at that. So I was guided to set up down here. This is my art desk, and this is also a really lovely place, one of my favorite places, and I've been using it more and more for writing. Been trying to find a really comfortable place to write. And so my art spot, my writing spot, because I've been writing like crazy, and that is what I want to talk to you about today. I'm super, super excited about, because I've been writing like a mad little fiend, and there's a lot of new articles on my medium.com at infinity_963, and of course the description, the links will be in the description. But here's a quick little story, and this podcast will not be long because I have a client meeting in 20 minutes. I had a publication on Medium. It was called The Dreamers. I started that like 2 years ago, and nothing really happened with it. I had a few people get on there, and I published on there, but I mostly published to Illumination and a couple other publications as well, because I wanted more exposure and all of that. And also, I think that people, and I didn't really get a whole lot of things happening there. I think people had a hard time understanding what it was about. So this past, I don't know, 6 months ago, whatever it was, I was guided to create a new publication on Medium called The Messengers. And I think that that really encapsulates what this publication is about. It's about putting out your message, expressing your story. That being a place that you go for messages, that being a place that you go to give messages, to share your story. And one of the really cool things that I'm super excited about this publication is that there's a journal section. So the pressure is off to really like write an article that's like perfect. I want, because that can really hang us up. And as a writer and as a perfectionist, and especially as somebody that used to publish exclusively to other places, you know, you wouldn't be publishing like a journal type story, or, you know, something that you just need to get out, or you want feedback on. You do want community support, but it's not exactly like a story, like that story or article. So I created a journal section, and I'm really inspired to do that because it's one of the big things that really is part of my Evolve Now programs with my clients. They get an online journal. They answer stock template questions. And that's how I know what's going on with them day to day. And it's private. It's just me and them. And I answer questions there, and they get my feedback, and they all love the journal. It does take some work, but they end up, can't say everybody loves the journal, but most people find value in it, for going back and looking at, you know, what they're doing in life or what's happening in life and how they feel about stuff. Cause we can tend to, after a week or two, things kind of blend together and we're on to what we're dealing with now. I personally, have a hard time journaling. I need to get better with that. I'm trying. And I came up with this really cool new thing I'm going to be writing about. So I'm not going to really talk about that here because I don't want to take up too much time, and I will if I get into that. But anyway, it will be in the journal section for help. It'll be another new article that's coming out. So I'm excited about that. But anyhow, so aside from that, what I want is, first off, to let you guys know, I have a lot of new articles on my profile and also under Messengers. I have decided that I'm going to be exclusively publishing to my own publication from now on. I had a couple of articles that I submitted to a spirit, more of a spiritual publication, and they didn't publish it. And looking back, I can see why. There was a lot of things that I thought that I fixed or didn't look like that, and I made look a lot better and stuff. So it's, everything happens for a reason, because in this in-between time, I read an article where this lady's like, look, I thought for great exposure, you had to publish on all these publications or bigger publications for other people to read. And she's like, I actually get just as much, if not more, views just publishing to her own profile, not even her own publication. In the comments, there was somebody that was like, hey, like, have you thought about having your own publication? And she was like, huh, maybe I'll do that. And this is a brand new article, so she, I don't think she's done that yet. I'm going to comment there as well. But I'm like, you know what? That was like the trick. That was the thing that, because I've been thinking like, where am I going to publish? Do I keep looking? Do I keep searching? Because it takes so long sometimes to hear back, or you don't ever hear back. It, you know, from a publication, if they don't want to publish, you know, have you as an editor or publish your stories or anything like that. And even if you are on a publication, it can take 24, 48 a week, you know, depending on how big and huge they are to get your work published. And anyway, bottom line is that I am now exclusively publishing to my publication, The Messengers. And this is a call out to you writers, those who of you who need to start getting your stuff written, stories, articles, whatever it is. There's a broad scope of stuff that I'd like to be on my publication. And I invite you, if you're spiritually awakening, if you're a spiritualist, if you're into holistic health, these are the, if you're an empath and light worker, these are the sections, but a lot of things fall under this. So, spirituality and ascension is a tag and a section, under my profile, and there is a link in the description to get to my publication. It's medium.com/the-messengers, but there is a link. Anyhow, so spirituality and ascension, holistic health, empath and light workers, and the journal. So what I'm looking for is for people who are ready to share their voice, or if you have been writing, if you write for the other publications on Medium, come check out The Messengers. I am brand new. We are a brand new publication, but I'm going to be transferring the past stuff that was, I think maybe there's like 15 articles on the Dreamers. I'm going to be moving that to The Messengers. And like I said, all of my articles from now on are going to be on my own publication. I'm super excited about that. It feels really empowering. And for those of you who want to start writing as well, in the spiritual, holistic health, empaths, light workers, divinity, ascension, all of that good stuff, this is what I have for my, this is what it says for the about. Spirituality, ascension, evolution, holistic health, energy work and healing, shamanism, astral meditation, personal spiritual awakening stories, galactic stargates, astrology and cosmic weather, readings, divine counterparts, an open journal for empaths and light workers. So I hope that motivates you to come check it out. But let me tell you the most recent articles that I have put out. Okay, so there's, of course, stuff about the Lion's Gate. I've been all over the place about the Lion's Gate, sending emails, going live, doing podcasts, just all the things for the Lion's Gate soul journey. So there's definitely that. If you have not read about the soul journey for the Lion's Gate, please check it out. It's going on now. It's something I'm facilitating. We're doing so many really cool things with that I hope you could check it out and see about that. So there's a couple of articles about that. And today I just published How We Evolve, Empath Energy and the Eight Psychic Clairs. This is a 19-minute read. None of my articles are long, and I've always been like, oh gosh, you know, like submitting these articles to the publications and them going, oh my God, these are so long. How do we even look through these? And I just, Yeah, now that it's on my publication, like, write long articles. I have a lot of content, a lot of information. There's a lot of stuff in my articles, and I'm not going to apologize for that. It's like, either you resonate with it, take your time with it, read it in chunks, listen to it. You can also listen to the articles now on your mobile or on your laptop or tablet. So read or listen. But anyway, that one is a 19-minute read. So we get into why and how we evolve as empaths, how we understand energy, and the 8 psychic clairs that we can employ and build upon. The next one and companion piece to that one is evolving. 21 clues your third eye is opening, expanding your psychic abilities and spirituality. So 21 clues about your third eye and what to look for and understand and how to work with your third eye to maximize and help your body with this whole thing, because it's such a key part of your evolution and your ascension. Okay, now the third article I published today is called "Is Showing Up Enough?" Nope. And it's about participation in your evolution, participation in showing up for other people, what that means, and especially my experience as a broadcaster. I just had my first show on Fireside on Monday about the Lionsgate. Gonna have another one the following Monday, another one the following Monday, and another one the following Monday until we get to the Lionsgate on 8/8. And it's about my experience going live and broadcasting on Fireside. And it may be a little harsh, maybe a little true about what I get into there, but it's how I feel. And I think it's important for other people to understand what it's like on this side of the camera and how to show up for somebody on this side of the camera. Okay, so those are the newest articles that I've published, along with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial and how the truth and justice prevailed. That's a really long article, 37 minutes. I have another one that I published right before that, which is my abuse story, how to identify and escape a narcissist, and how that eventually went into a whole like restraining order thing, and I go through that whole process. So there's those articles. Also, it's kind of a long title. Let me read this. This is published on, where is it? This is published on Illumination. It's called How to Make the Ultimate Divinely Magical Positive Energy and Protection Tonic Spray. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's instructions on how to make this. I don't have it right here, but it looks brown. It has a lot of awesome stuff in it. And you spray it around you. You spray it on you. Spray it in your environment. Better than just smudge. You can use in conjunction with it. But anyway, awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I channeled that. So there you go. Those are the most recent articles. I ask you and invite you to check out my personal profile. It is medium.com/@infinity_963. And my publication is The Messengers. And my new, and you'll see how the articles are mirrored there, because it's published under the publication and they show up on my profile. And that's how it would be for you as well. You have your profile and all the stories and articles would be on your profile, but then you go to the publication that it's published under and you will see them there as well. So if you're a new writer to Medium and you want to help support a new publication that's all dedicated to spirituality, and what's so cool is you can write about your experiences, you can write about what you're getting into, and you make money as people read your articles. So people get to know you, you share, it's very supportive, and you make some cash. And you never know, article can go viral and you can make a lot of money. I'm still waiting for that, but I have made a few $100 being on Medium, over several $100 after being on Medium and publishing for a couple years now and taking a long hiatus at that, like almost a whole year. So now I'm back in full force. Now that I've published these, I have 28 articles that are coming out that are in various stages of being written, from like a year or 2 years ago, that just like have been there in the vault, that are going to be coming out soon. And I really hope that you're motivated to think about what you've written, think about what you started, think about, you know, what you wanted to put out there, and maybe it just wasn't the right time. Maybe it never happened. Maybe now is. Maybe now's the right time. And even if that's not the case, think about the journal. Think about just joining Medium and just publishing for the journal aspect of it, to just get stuff out and to get feedback. You know, it's like, I'm not saying I'm gonna spend a half an hour and giving you all this free advice on your journal, but I will give you some nuggets of inspiration, motivation, help, and healing, and so will everybody else. That's the cool thing too. I want it to be a community where people can go and feel safe and not feel judged and share their experiences. I say I'm the wooiest of the woo, infinity or fairy godmother. There isn't literally anything that you can tell me that I'd be like, oh, weird. Oh, that's crazy. She's crazy. Like, trust me. I'm an archangel incarnate. I channel archangels. I am a channeling vessel for Mother Earth Gaia. I commune with mermaids and unicorns and dragons and fairy and galactics and mother, father, god, and all the things. So this is so if you resonate with that on any level, if you're interested to join a community within a community that is about expression, creativity, sharing, all those things, consider joining the messengers if you feel that you are one, or just come read the articles. Clap. You can give up to 50 claps. It's 2:22 right now, by the way. You can give up to 50 claps. So it's not just like likes, where you just like something or heart something just the one time. You can give up to 50. You have to press on the button multiple times, like just hold it down for that to happen. So if you could do that, that would be fantastic, because those extra claps, that just shows your excitement for something. Like, one clap is like, yay, I'm here, here's a clap. 50 claps is like, great, this makes me feel good, this helps me, this, you know, whatever. It's that kind of energy. So, and I kind of have a rule, I give 50 claps about anything. It's like, if I'm gonna clap, I'm gonna give the full energy of, that's just how I've decided to do it from the very beginning when I recognize that that's a thing. And comment, respond. They're called responses. Respond to the articles. Tell us how you feel about them. Share within those. Make them in its own post. If you're not yet on Medium, join. It's free to join. You can be part of the Partners Program for $5. They did change it. You don't start making money until you have 100 followers, but that's not difficult, especially if you're publishing frequently. So that's basically it. What I wanted to get out today is to let you know about all these articles that I put out, and that my publication, The Messengers, is going to be the place to be. All of my articles are going there, and I want yours to as well. So, and if you're, and if some of you are already on there as writers, so there just hasn't been anything going on there because I wasn't doing anything either. So, you know, as the editor in chief of this publication, I kind of put up the sign up on outside the door and then walked away and never came back. So of course nobody else is going to go there, but now I'm going to be here a lot, and I hope you are too. And again, the Lionsgate, I'll put that information in, or the links to those articles in this description as well. Please check those out. Again, it's like I say, it's once in a lifetime. Get on it. Let's do this right now. But you can sign up later. This is self-directed. The one time we're meeting live is on August 8th, but there are things to do to get you ready for that, but it's not like you have to do it at certain times. You know what I mean? And you can join late. You can join even after the 8th and still do it. So it's not mandatory to be to start it at any, you know, particular time. It's just, I always feel like sooner the better, you know? Get in there. There's a forum. You get a storybook. You build a light gate. You do artwork. It's really, really cool. And then what we end up doing on the 8th. I've done this for 5 or 6 years now, every single year, facilitating a live channeled guided spirit walk meditation with all sorts of activations and energy work done. This year is the biggest, the strongest, the most work we're doing way ahead of time. I've never done that for a Lionsgate. 4 weeks of work before the Lionsgate. Have never done that before. It's really cool, and there's so much awesome energy coming through. July is all about connecting with our divine counterparts and that forward momentum into this beautiful next, you know, end of the year, I guess. last four months of the year. So anyway, a lot of energy coming through. I hope you feel it. I hope you're doing well. I hope this inspires you to read, write, and join up. Until next time, this is Infinity. Infinite love and blessings. Don't forget, the key is to create. And I love you already. Bye for now.